Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back, and thanks for downloading another weekly edition of Money Girl. As usual, you'll be able to read a transcript of this show on the Money Girl section of quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 368, called Six Tips to Sell a House Fast in Any Market. And I'd love for you to connect with me on social media or subscribe to the free Money Girl newsletter. Go ahead and do both of those while you're on the site. This episode is about how to sell a home as quickly as possible. And I know some of you may be thinking, well, this doesn't apply to me because I don't own a home. Well, it's likely that you will buy a home one day and be in a negotiation with the seller. So I promise that you'll pick up some good insights even if you aren't currently a homeowner. No matter if you rent or own, I'm sure you know that real estate markets vary drastically depending on where you live. My husband and I relocated from Central Florida to the San Francisco Bay Area in 2013 and are still going through real estate sticker shock. For instance, according to Zillow.com, the median home value in the San Francisco metro area is $688,000. The median for the Orlando metro area is just $161,000. Spending $500,000 on a home in Central Florida buys you a mansion on a lake. While you'd be hard-pressed to find something habitable for that price on the San Francisco Peninsula. In most of the United States, real estate values have generally rebounded from the lows we saw in 2011. Plus, rising rents and cheap mortgage rates are pushing more renters to consider becoming homeowners in many markets. So, if you're considering selling your home, it may be a great time. But before you put out the for sale sign, follow these six tips to make sure you sell as quickly as possible for the best price. Selling tip number one, improve your curb appeal. Nothing is more important than a first impression, right? So consider what a potential home buyer may think as he or she drives up to your property for the first time. Walk out into your street and look, and I mean really look at your home to see its shortcomings. Is it attractive, clean, and well-kept? Or does it really need maintenance that you've been putting off? After you've been in a home for a while, it can be difficult to see it objectively. So take suggestions from other people, like a real estate professional, friends, or even prospective buyers about how to make it show better. While your home is on the market, it's critical that your landscaping is well-groomed and your lawn is mowed 24/7. Plus, your driveway, exterior porches, and exterior walls must always be clean. If you put money into cleaning up the outside of your home, I can guarantee that buyers will be more likely to take a tour of the inside. Curb appeal is what draws buyers in, helps maintain their interest, and sets your home apart from the competition. Remember that unless you're willing to discount a home's price well below market value, prospective home buyers generally won't want to buy a house that needs a lot of work. Selling tip number two, make upgrades. So, how much should you spend to upgrade your home before selling it? Well, remember that the return on investment for home improvements is generally much less than 100%. Let's say your home is worth approximately $200,000 and you spend $30,000 to remodel the kitchen. Many people mistakenly believe that the home is now worth $230,000. That's dead wrong. While a remodel certainly adds some value, it's kind of like buying a new car that depreciates in value the moment you drive it off the dealer's lot. So while I do recommend making small upgrades, like replacing the kitchen sink faucet or updating an old water heater, I don't suggest doing any major remodels. If you have a sorely outdated kitchen or bathroom, you'll generally come out ahead by discounting the asking price, so a buyer can do the work themselves and choose their own finishes. The vast majority of buyers make a purchase offer that's contingent upon receiving a satisfactory report from a certified home inspector. Why? Well, most home lenders require it and may even require additional inspections, such as a termite report, depending on the state where you live. That's pretty standard in Florida, for instance. So don't try to ignore necessary repairs that would be a red flag to a home inspector or a mortgage company. These include major problems such as an outdated electrical system or a leaky roof, as well as minor ones such as sticky windows and broken faucets. If you don't address needed repairs, you risk a potential buyer walking away when problems turn up on a home inspector's report. Depending on the wording of your contract, the buyer could walk away or require you to complete the necessary repairs within a certain period of time in order to go through with the purchase. Selling tip number 3, depersonalize your home. After you improve your curb appeal and make necessary upgrades and repairs, it's showtime, baby. The best way to get your home ready to show prospective buyers is to depersonalize it by removing family photos, quirky art and collectibles, and vibrant paint colors. Your goal is to create a soothing space that allows buyers to visualize their own family and lifestyle, not yours. Don't take it personally, but no one likes your pet accessories, overstuffed closets, movie collections, and clutter except you. Simplify and neutralize your home as if it were a model home, because that's exactly what it is while it's on the market. If you have to rent a storage unit to declutter and remove excess trinkets and closet junk, it'll be worth it. Then it'll also be easier to freshen up the paint on interior walls and tone down any bright colors with off-white or beige. Make your home like a clean, welcoming, blank canvas that any buyer can visually paint their own dreams on. I know it won't feel like your home for a little while, but once you sell your house and move into your next place, you can decorate any way you like.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita Walmart.com para más detalles.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, back to selling real estate. Selling tip number 4, Price your property competitively. Choosing the right listing price is one of the most important tips for selling your house fast. If your home is priced too low, you'll obviously leave money on the table. And if it's too high, you'll get few offers and watch your home get stale on the market. Many times, sellers try to sell property without hiring a real estate professional because they believe it will save money in the long run. As a former realtor from many years ago, I can tell you that the good realtors will save you both money and time. Since a real estate agent is paid a percentage of your selling price, it's in his or her best interest to price it perfectly. They want to earn the highest commission possible, but they also want to earn a commission within a reasonable amount of selling time. Real estate pros know the local market like the back of their hands, and we'll review comparable sales to make sure you set a realistic price. While you might be tempted to start with a high listing price to see what happens, overpricing can be a really bad strategy. After a home sits on the market for an extended period of time, many people will assume that it hasn't sold because something is wrong with it. Agents and buyers may mistakenly assume that an old listing can't pass inspections or that it has a poor interior layout. So don't let your home become a stale listing because it's overpriced. Selling tip number 5, hire a professional photographer. Most home buyers start looking for a property online or in local home magazines. That means you need to have great images that accentuate your home's best features and selling points. After you've improved curb appeal, made necessary upgrades, and depersonalized the interior spaces, consider hiring a professional photographer to take high-quality images in the best light. These great images will inspire buyers to come to your open houses or request a tour. And of course, you or your realtor should post the listing online using a free home buying site like Zillow.com. And selling tip number 6, choose the right time to sell. Historically, spring is the most popular home buying season. The weather is good and families with kids can make a smooth transition during the upcoming summer break. So while serious home buyers will shop year-round, consider having your property spruced up and ready to sell by March or April. If you follow these tips, you'll have a leg up on the local competition and will attract as many buyers as possible for the right price. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.